Speed kills, it's true. People have been taking speed ever since it was developed before World War II. How many people have you ever met who have been taking speed for as much as 6 years? A few 3- and 4-year veterans all around, but not in very good shape. Even smack addicts have a longer lifespan. Speed kills. The reason most kids don't notice it is because they have young, healthy bodies that can take a lot of
speed.
Forces it to brace at high rates of speed for long periods of time. The larger the dose, the greater the strain. The smaller the dose, the smaller the strain. That is why speed can be legitimately prescribed in minute doses in diet pills, pep pills, etc. for several months without apparent harm. A lot of speed puts a great strain on the entire circulatory system.
Nothing further than early in the
appetite is non-existent.
It's not impossible
during the run. Both lack of appetite and inability to sleep are side effects of speed. The body becomes very wasted when no nourishment or chance for sleep rejuvenation takes place. Liver and kidneys, which filter impurities from the system, are forced to overwork. This creates a situation which, like operating a complex water pump and filter system without water, it just burns up. Because of the massive stimulation of the nervous system by amphetamines, and because appetite and sleep patterns are disturbed, an eventual state of toxic psychosis often occurs. This is usually characterized by hallucination, tremendous panic.